It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Nick Bejarano.
Welcome to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Nick Bejarano. Today on the show, we're talking about Good Shepherd's 12 Days of Giving campaign, hashtag GSGivesBack, if you'd like to follow along on social media. Joining me today is Assistant Quality Manager Devin Goldman and Community Health Worker Nazario Rivera. If you have any questions, give us a call at 541-567-6500. Welcome to the show. So 12 Days of Giving has been happening for a while now. What was the inspiration for the 12 Days of Giving that helped get this initiative started?
Well, I think what we did was there was multiple departments at the hospital kind of running their own donation thing around Christmas. So we decided to kind of organize it and make it a little bit more facility-wide so we could contribute as a healthcare system to the local charities in our area.
So the 12 Days of Giving gives to local charities in the area. So what kind of charities do we actually give to?
So there's a number of charities. In the past, we've given to charities like Agape House, Domestic Violence Services, Clearview Mediation, Medical Loan Closet, the Eastern Oregon Humane Society, otherwise known as Pet Rescue, Umatilla Memorial WIC, Desert Rose Ministries, Ike and Bike, Hermiston Warming Stations, Friends of Hermiston, Umatilla Stanfield Libraries, Christmas Express, and also the Stanfield Food Basket.
Wow, so that sounds like quite a bit of different organizations in the community. How has the response been from those organizations that receive stuff every year?
I think overall it's been great. We've actually added a couple organizations this year as well, including the Connections Program and the SANE, which is Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners, that we have there at Good Shepherd as well.
So let me ask you, why 12 days?
We figured it was a clever way to get people involved and be able to just pick a day, pick an item, and really contribute to that specific item. And then once we gather everything towards the end of the 12 days, we separate it into the different charities that use each of those items. And that way we can contribute to a greater amount of charities rather than just one.
So for 12 days, it's not really just hospital employees that can give, but it's also the community. So we've had several other organizations throughout the community get involved and donate items as well as individuals, I guess. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We've had a great community response. It's been really fantastic to see all of those in the community bringing in items and really getting excited to get involved.
And that is really amazing. And I know that there were several organizations, as we just mentioned, that actually just got involved and donated things. And we also had community members that contributed cash donations and also gift cards so we could go out and buy whatever we didn't have enough of. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's been a fantastic response.
That is really cool. So the 12 days, going back to that, it plays on the 12 days of Christmas. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we actually have a little rhyme for each day. Just like the song.
Pretty cool. So welcome to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Again, I'm your host, Nick Bejarano, and today we're discussing Good Shepherd's 12 Days of Giving initiative, or if you'd like to follow along on social media, hashtag GSGivesBack. If you have any questions for Devin and Naz, give us a call at 541-567-6500. So do the organizations that you collect for know that they are going to be getting items from Good Shepherd employees and community members?
Yeah, we've had the chance to actually reach out to them and kind of give them a heads up that this is going to happen again this year and kind of get an idea of the items that they are hoping to receive or that would be helpful for their organization or their charity.
That is really awesome. So what are some items that are really needed this year, just in case if any of our listeners would like to participate so they can kind of have the heads up about that?
I think one of the major items when making the phone calls was diapers. There's a few organizations in town that really are in need of diapers and that don't come by those items very often.
So when you say diapers, it's probably diapers of all sizes, correct?
Yeah, they said any size, any diaper.
Okay. And when we talk about distribution, or I guess drop-off location, let's go back to that first. Where are the drop-off locations for this initiative?
We have boxes set up starting on November 26th. They'll be in the front lobby of Good Shepherd, and that's in the main lobby, and then down by the Good Shepherd Medical Group near where you check in for primary care.
So that there's two different locations and two different places where people can drop off, including employees, which makes it really convenient for those in our community that just want to come in quickly, drop something off, and then get on with their day, correct?
That's correct.
So the 12 Days of Giving plays on the 12 Days of Christmas song and has been modified a little, as you guys mentioned. So what are some of your favorite days? Let's share a couple of rhymes with our listening audience just so that way they know exactly what we're talking about here.
I can start off with the golden rings. The five golden rings would be the normal gift, but we would like to try a twist. Please help us with Santa's list by bringing new unwrapped children's toys today. I think the Christmas Express has been an organization that's been around for a while, and that's who most of our toys would go to. I know as a kid, I'd always be excited when the Christmas Express would come by town with all the gifts and Santa Claus. So for me, I think that's a very special one for the 12 days.
Awesome.
My personal favorite is the Lords a-Leaping. It's 10 Lords a-Leaping would be an awesome gift, but they got stuck jumping over a big old snowdrift. But we do have some pets in need at the local Humane Society. Please bring pet food or supplies today. And this one for me is our pets are family, and it's a great way to make sure that they're also included in Christmas and the holidays.
So this is, I mean, this is a very diverse list of things that we are trying to collect for then, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so there's anything from diapers to pet food to toys to what are some of the other items, just so people can get an idea of what some of those other things might actually be.
Everything from cleaning supplies to books to school supplies, coats and warm mittens. There's pretty much anything that you can think of that people might be in need of during the wintertime.
Very cool. So just, I know you mentioned it once, but just so our listening audience can hear it again, when does the 12 Days of Giving program actually begin this year?
So this year, the 12 Days of Giving will start Monday, November 26th, and will go all the way to Friday, December 7th.
All right, so exactly 12 days.
Exactly.
Very cool. So how can community members get involved with this campaign?
Bringing in any items to the hospital or even coordinating within your local organizations and then bringing in all at the last day would also be fantastic. We want to encourage people that you don't have to bring only that item that we're asking for on that day. Any item can come in on any day.
So that's really something that should be noted, is that you don't have to wait for a specific day to follow the 12 Days of Giving campaign. You can really bring in your items at any time. Great. So if someone wanted to find out more information, is there a website or a number that they can call?
Yeah, a good phone number to call for more information would be 541-667-3509.
There's also information on the Good Shepherd Healthcare System website.
And like we mentioned before, if you would like to follow along on social media, you can also follow along at hashtag GSGivesBack, which is kind of what people can use to share what they've been giving or are collecting for these community organizations. So how many items are you hoping to collect this year?
This year, our goal is over 2,000. Last year, we were just over 1,600, so I think it's a really reasonable goal to attain.
And that is amazing, and I know the community organizations that are supported are so appreciative every year when the caravan comes by and drops off their donations, aren't they?
It's fantastic to be able to give back to our community and see the look of joy on all the organizations' faces when we drop off the items.
So just to kind of give our listeners an idea, over the past 2 years, more than 3,700 items have been contributed and dropped off for donations, which is pretty amazing to think about. And in addition to that, coming up on December 1st is the motorcycle rally that gives to the toys program as well, and we've collected hundreds of toys that way. So those toys also go into the 12 Days of Giving and then get distributed to give to organizations in need as well. So if you're interested in finding out more about that initiative, give us a call at 541-667-3509 as well, and we'll be able to find out some information about the motorcycle rally as well. So what is one thing that you would like people to take away from today's show and to let them know about the 12 Days of Giving that maybe they didn't know about or something that they might want to figure out how they can get involved?
So I think it's important to note that any donations are a great donation, no matter how big, how small. We're just hoping that we can give back as much as we can through this initiative.
And that is pretty amazing. So Devin and Nazario, I'd like to thank you for being on the show today. And for those of our listeners who are interested in participating in this year's 12 Days of Giving campaign, you can visit www.gshealth.org and watch for information to appear on the rotating carousel of images or call 541-667-3509. I'd like to thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, Sarah.